Major universities have traditionally been tax-exempt. This is because the government has recognized that universities are fundamental to producing an educated workforce and fostering productive members of society. As a consequence of this primary educational purpose, universities do not have to pay taxes, and college towns and cities have viewed their financial health and interests as being tied closely with that of the university. Universities, though, do have a lot of cash and property that would otherwise be taxed, but for their educational mission. Many universities have encountered huge financial shortfalls in the last few years, and even those universities that have not are always looking to increase their financial resources and endowment. One source of revenue for large research universities is the licensing fees and royalty payments obtained from patents that the university owns. Professors at research universities like the U of I are constantly inventing and coming up with new technologies. Universities have agreements in place that say that the university owns the patents on these inventions and that the professor gets a cut of the eventual proceeds. A federal law called the Bayh-Dole Act provides an incentive for universities to promote research that may lead to patentable inventions. The law allows universities to seek patent ownership of inventions that were created using federal funding. The licensing revenue from university-owned patents can be significant if you come up with a widely adopted technology. Major drug companies, for example, frequently have to license patents from universities for chemical compounds that professors and their student collaborators have come up with. If a commercially marketed drug becomes a blockbuster, the university can make billions with a B. This is what has happened with the anti-cancer drug Alimta. A Princeton University professor invented the technology from which the drug was made, and the university owns the patent. The drug made 11% of Eli Lilly's total sales last year and made up a substantial portion of the $524 million that Princeton collected in licensing income. One townie in Princeton, New Jersey, decided that the city of Princeton should get a cut of these profits in the form of tax revenue. The townie, a lawyer, rounded up some of his neighbors and sued Princeton University in tax court, arguing that the hundreds of millions of dollars it pays out to professors for their cut of patent licensing fees belies the university's tax-exempt status. According to the townie, the university cannot collect and pay its employees these kinds of profits and still be tax-exempt. Since the U of I is a major research university, this issue is clearly of interest to residents of Champaign-Urbana, all the more so given the controversy surrounding the tax status of Carle Hospital in Urbana. This past summer, Carle Hospital gained tax-exempt status based on the charity care it provides for some patients. This move has left a big hole in the city of Urbana's budget, which it is still struggling to fill. The New Jersey judge in charge of the Princeton University case has said that he thinks the case will have, quote, very, very deep impact. This may be true if the townies win in New Jersey and large research universities begin to lose their tax-exempt status. Does the desire to pursue licensing revenues and to commercialize university-originating technologies constitute activities that are not consistent with the primary educational purpose of research universities? After all, most of these new technologies are developed by graduate students and postdoctoral associates as part of their educational pursuits and training. Whichever side wins in Princeton, the outcome of this debate is sure to strike close to home. I'm Jay Kaysen.